And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 11th of November, 2012. It's Veterans Day, the day originally called Armistice Day because it was on this day, 1918, the First World War came to an end when the armistice was signed at 11 a.m. on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of the year. After 4 years of brutal trench fighting in Europe, 9 million soldiers died, 21 million more were wounded, the bloodiest war in history up to that point. It's the birthday of a writer who was also a veteran, Kurt Vonnegut, born Indianapolis, 1922. He joined the Army and in December 1944 was captured by the Germans during the Battle of the Bulge and imprisoned in a slaughterhouse in Dresden. On the night of February 13, 1945, British and American bombers attacked the city, ignited a firestorm that killed almost all the city's inhabitants in 2 hours, and Vonnegut and his fellow prisoners only survived because they slept in a meat locker 3 stories below the ground. He wrote about it in his novel Slaughterhouse 5. Kurt Vonnegut, who once said, "Any reviewer who expresses rage and loathing for a novel is preposterous. He or she is like a person who has put on full armor and attacked a hot fudge sundae." And it was on this day, 1926, that Route 66 was first established as a federal highway following a patchwork of old wagon trails built on the eve of the Civil War, linking small towns from Chicago all the way to Los Angeles. John Steinbeck immortalized Route 66 with his The Grapes of Wrath, refugees fleeing Oklahoma to go to California. The early travelers who drove the historic highway for recreation did not look for hotels. They camped along the route in primitive auto camps. And then came the motels, cottages with flush toilets and fueling stations, which at the beginning were just houses with a gas pump out front, evolved into full service stations. Jack Kerouac's character Sal Paradise traveled Route 66 in his novel On the Road in 1957. Here's a poem for today by David Budbill entitled A Long and Gracious Fall. A long and gracious fall this year. The leaves are down, gardens emptied, manured, tilled, smooth and waiting, mower and tiller serviced and put away, smoker put away, as is the summer table. Prayer flags, wind socks, and their poles down. 20-foot homemade badminton poles, peace flag at the top of one, store-bought net all down and put away for another year. No more outdoor summer chores. Fall planting, peonies and tiger lilies, done. Summer flower stalks removed, beds mulched, a blanket for the cold. Fall pruning, done. Woodshed roof hammered down and sealed again. Cellar closed, drive staked and flagged so the snowplow knows where to go. What else is there to do? Finally, for once, we are ready for the snow. Ready now to come inside. Time now for words and music, poems and shakuhachi. Time now to light some incense, sit and stare at candlelight. A poem by David Budbill, A Long and Gracious Fall, from his collection Happy Life, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world, you can join its centennial celebration and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.